Viter and Shas, we're in Bava Basanaf, Kuf Gimel, picking up Paul and Kuf Bezum and Bez Bada Bam and a Bez Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Mazda for all those who finished. The sixth parak and Nellis begin the seventh parak of Mesechus Bava Basra. So look at the Heligam Mishnah. Ha Omer Lechavero. Somebody says to his friend, base core offer anymore. I'm selling you a base core of offer of land, of earth, right? So this is made in order to be able to go ahead to plow on that. How much is that? 75,000 square amos. Now, you're never going to find a field that's perfectly smooth with no rocks, with no dips, and no imperfections. It's always going to be stuff. The question is, how much imperfection can there be there that the sale is still going to go through? So, base core offer any more halach is what he says. And you have these dips, these holes that are 10 tfachim deep. Or you have these rocks that are found on it that are 10 tefachai, they're not measured along with it, and the seller is to make sure he gives him a full amount of base core. So don't think that if that takes up a part of the base core that you're good, you have to give him more land then. If it's less than 10 high or 10 deep, then you've done the other measure along with it. And even though you don't have the full amount of the 75,000 square almas, the bottom line is, you listen, nothing's perfect. Vim, I'm a low kid base core offer. I'm giving you like that amount that I feel like it's deeper than 10 tefachim. They are measured along with it. And you don't have to give him more. Tanana, so we learned in the Mishnah in Erechin, Hamakdish Sadeh Vishasa Yovel. Someone who's Makdish his field during a time when Yovel is up and running, when they have the dinim of Yovel, then what is going to be the din? This is when everybody is living in Eretz Yisrael. That means all the Shvatim are there. And where they have to be. So Hayovel. No Sarim. If he wants to go and redeem the land, then he has to give to the Bedek Abayis for each area in which you have a chomer of barley that's going to be plowed over there. Chamishim shekel kesef, 50 shekel kesef. Hayusham nekoy memukim yod tfachim. If you have there these 10 tefach deep in the field, or slime gvom yod tfachim, beep, turn the page. Kuf gimel, einim domnima, these are not measured along with it. In other words, that doesn't count part of it. Of the redemption, pachos mikanav. It's less than that. Nimdonimah than they are. Nimdonimah along with it. Vamai. Why is it the things that are 10 deep and why they're not part of it? Liktish bampin of shay. Let it be that they're muktash on their own, and therefore you have that same din of the 50 shekel per chomerate. And obviously every year that it goes down one shekel, etc. Vechitem, if you want to say kivin the lo have a base core lo kachi, since it's not a base core, it's not kadosh. Well, that can't be the problem because Hatani will learn tenebraisa sadeh. Right, we're talking about of someone who consecrated the field, who wants to redeem it. Matamalo, why did he say the word sadeh? Could have said one who consecrates it. Because it says zerach chomer sarim bechamishim shekel kesef. The field's valuation should be each area where a chomer barley can be sown for 50 shekel. 50 shekel silver shekel. Ain li ella shehikdish bein yon hazeh. If all we had was that, then I would know that where the owner consecrated in this way. Full chomer of land. Minayin the rabbis lesech, chatzi lesech, saw a tarkov, chatzi tarkov, I don't know, even less in smaller areas. Tamalomer sadeh mikom makom. So clearly, even a small amount can be muktash, so why don't we include those small amounts as their own on its own? We're talking with Nekoyim, these areas that are filled with water. We're not able to be sown over there. Therefore, that's not going to be part of it. Also, we can learn that. The Katani Dumi Tesloim, similar to these rocks, these high rocks, which means places you can't cultivate, you can't sow on. Shema Amina, if that's really true, so I feel even if it's less than 10 tvachim, you're not able to go and cultivate it over there also. So why isn't that part of, why is that included? These are called cracks of the land, shidri d'aramikri, spines of the land, right? That's just normal. You have a field that things are going to be like that. Hachanam, you frankly must see here also in our Mishnah, which says that what's included in the sale of a base core, what's the din? When the Mishnah says that it's more than 10 tefach deep, it's not included in the base core. Is it talking about specifically with water or even when it's dry? And where Papa Afa Pishain Malay Mayim, if it's not filled with water. My time of why? Because they know the road says Shitim Osab Melkamechad, Vihirulo Keshnaim Mishon Samakama. So if I go to buy a field from you, I don't want it to be I'm buying one field, but it looks like I bought two or three fields because all these rocks everywhere. Maskal Viravina, Vahadumi the Slime Kutani, but it says, our Mr. said, treats these deep rocks similar to the high rocks. So Masloim Dlabani Zrianinu, Afhani Namis also Dlabani Zrianinu, because they're filled with water. But if it would be dry, then it shouldn't be included in the ruling of the Mishnah. No, Kikatani Dumini Slaim. What does it mean when it says compared to Slaim? I feel apochus mekan. It's talking about if it's less than 10 tfachim. That meaning to say the Mishnah does talk about filled with water, but only to teach that if they're less than 10 tfachim deep, then they can be measured along with the field, even though they're filled with water and can't be worked on. But if they're 10 tfachim deep or more, they're never measured along with the field, even if they're dry, because the person doesn't want to have more than one field there. Okay, then we send the Mishnah Pachos Mikan of less than 10 tfachim, and then it goes in and it's included with it. Rav Yitzhak, I mean, how much are we talking about over here?
You said someone field with 90% of it, it's above or 10, with these dips and these heights. As long as it's less than 10, so Trashim Sha'amru, these rocks that we said, base our bus cabin, it has to be that the buyer is only going to accept it if there's not more than an area of 4 kav. 4 kav, it comes out to 45th of a base core, 145th is 2.2%. So then it's okay. But if there's more than that, then he doesn't have to accept any of the stuff there. And only if it's found in an area that is spread out amongst 5 kav. If it's concentrated in a smaller area, then we don't count it. And then you have to give him more land. And it's only when they're distributed over the majority of the field. But if the 4 kav are in what is more concentrated than that, then we're not measured along with the field. What would be the din if like the majority of these 4 kav of rock are within a minority of the field, and the minority of the rocks are spread over the majority? What's going to be the din? Teku. Good question. We don't know. How about the following questions? By Rabbi Yirmiya, Kisheir Mao. What about if it's like a bracelet? It's like done in a circle, where it's all these examples I'm making right now are very hard to be plowing with. Kisheir Mao, the rocks are like come out in a big circle. Kishur Mao, what if it's one straight line? It's Tadinan. What happened to Mao? What's going to be if it's like the horn of a bull? So it like goes up and to the left, up and to the right. You have the picture over there in the Rashbam over there on the left side, the second picture. Derech akaloson mao. What happens if it's like in a zigzag pattern, like they have over there, like that shin sideways or whatever? Teku. The answer is good question. We don't know. Tana ima yisali chidi. If there's one rock that's by itself on the boundary of the wall, I feel a culture in a little bit. Einim Dunmi Ma, it's not measured with the field. In other words, the seller can't start measuring the land from the stone. He has to exclude the stone from the field's measure. If it's within the field, right, then I feel a culture even a little bit. It's not measured along with it. Yes, move sack off something. What if there's a little bit of land that separates the rock from the wall? Ma, what's going to be the din? Right, it's talking about it's less than 3 tfachim. Says the Rashbam, culture being time, compochus megimel, beina, who sell a katon, lemeitsa, michas binin lake, is samach lemeitsa, or love, yenim darima. What do we say? Teku and Zigmar, good question. Boy, we don't know. Teku. Afar milmata, vitsumna mal. What happens if there's earth underneath, but above, there's a rock that's attached to the ground, to the boundary? Afar milmata, vitsumna mata, or the flip, the mal, what's going to be the din? Teku. We don't know. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah. Let's say somebody goes and he says the following. He says, base core of anymore chalcha. I'm selling to you a base core of earth. Mida bechevel, like measured by a rope. Right? That's how they used to go ahead and they would measure land. Remember we spoke about during the summer, during the winter, don't do a different measurements because it's gonna end up being one's longer, one's shorter. When a seller adds this, and we're saying that he means to sell exactly a base core, not more and not less. Pichet's called shoe, then if he gives him even a little bit less than base core, Yanaka used to take off the amount of money of whatever it was.
Yachas. Hoser Kol Shuv, he adds a little bit. Then Yachser, then the buyers to add to the price that he ended up giving him. Vim Amar Hein Chaser Hein Yaser. But if he says, so I'm selling to you based on land, a little less, a little more, then Philip gives Rova Lasa, then even he gave with a quarter cap per saw less than a base core, then Rova the seller added to it, Higia becomes his. It's a good sale, Yosem Ikan, but if it ends up being, if the size of the field is more than the base core by more than that amount, more than a quarter cap per saw, Yas a Chesbon, then the buyer has to make a Chesbon of the extra thing he has to pay for it. Mahu Machsilo, what does he return to him? Mos, he gives him money. Right? That's what he used to do, is to pay for the extra land that he ended up getting. Vim Ratza, but if the seller wants a Machsilo Karko, the buyer can return land to him. Valama Armu Machsilo Maos, why does it say give money? The buyer has to give money, right, to buy extra money. Le'apos Kocha Shemocher, it's giving a Yipo Koch, a strength to the seller to not leave him with a small piece of land, which is going to be useless to him. She'im Shir Basada Beis Tisha Kabim, because if the seller left over an area of 9 kav in the field, right, the area of the over amount was 9 kav, ubagino, or in the case of the gina, base chatzi kav, an area of a half of a kav, or kediv Rabbi Akiva base rova, or given kontor Rabbi Akiva, that of a quarter kav, maxlo sakarka, then the buyer returns the excess land, but he doesn't have to pay for it because that is what you can do something with that piece of land. So we see that the reason that it's set up over here is that it shouldn't end up with this nothing piece of land. Veloas a rova bovadu maxer, and whenever the buyer returns the land, it's not the extra quarter kav that he has to return alone, ela es kola moser, but all the extra land that was given over to him has to be given back as well. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Till next time, I want to wish all you all a great, great day.